The family of Darryl George, a black high school student in Texas suspended over his dreadlocks, has filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against Governor Greg Abbott and Attorney General Ken Paxton. His family alleges that Abbott and Paxton are not enforcing the Crown Act, which went into effect in Texas on September 1st. It bans race-based discrimination at schools and in the workplace by saying there can be no action taken against someone based on their hair texture or hairstyles, including locks and twists. Darryl George was suspended for violating his school's dress code and the way he wears his hair. We're joined now by Texas State Representative Retta Bowers, who authored the Texas Crown Act and is asking for the school district to end the suspension. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me today, Jeff.
California was the first state to pass the Crown Act back in 2019. Why was it important for Texas to have those same protections, in your view?
There are so many students and individuals in business and in the workplace that were either being held from walking across that stage at graduation with their classmates, going to prom and celebrating these types of achievements. But more importantly, they've been held from classroom instruction. And in addition to that, people on the workforce, you know, in the workforce, we've been talking with many corporations, IBM, Spring Health, and other Hewlett-Packard, where people are either held from promotion or they don't feel comfortable showing up as their authentic selves at work or for that job interview. So this is why it was important here in Texas.
In the specific case of Darryl George, the 17-year-old high school student, school officials say that his dreadlocks violate the dress code because they fall below his eyebrows and earlobes if they're not pinned or pulled back. The Crown Act covers hairstyles. It does not cover hair length. So would the Crown Act even apply in his specific case?
It absolutely would. It's a direct violation of the Crown Act because those protective hairstyles are listed in the legislation and in the law. The fact that he wears his hair in locks, culturally, people grow their hair in locks. So that is why the hairstyle itself speaks for itself. Locks are grown long. So it is a direct violation of the Crown Act.
Do you know if this specific school district or the school has disciplined white students for having hair that is too long, or has it only been enforced in this way against, in this case, a black student?
To my knowledge, it has only been enforced in this way, and this is the first school district and school where this happened before. When it was DeAndre Arnold, and I know that case is in litigation as well. So it is the same school district, and they have only been for students of color and African-American students.
The district superintendent says that he believes this dress code is legal and that it teaches students to conform as a sacrifice benefiting everyone. What do you make of that?
At this point, the Crown Act is law in Texas, and again, it's a direct violation. And I believe that students should not be held based on race-based hairstyle discrimination, and that is directly what this is. I do believe that his dress code and grooming code policies need to be updated. We are working with organizations, whether that's the Legal Defense Fund and TEA, the Texas Education Agency, to make sure that they are notifying school districts of the policy changes that need to occur. I have been in direct contact with State Board of Education members that are helping to make sure that our school districts here in Texas are updating their policies.
Texas State Representative Retta Bowers, thanks for your time this evening.
Thank you so much.